3, 2, 1, and we are live, kind of, pretty much. Hello and welcome to the Vegan Steven podcast. Vegan Steven is a fictional character. All characters, events in the show, even though it's based on real people, are entirely fictional. Also, every voice, star, and personality party. The following program contains coarse language and, due to its content, should not be viewed by anyone. I'll don't be listening to it. It's not good.
Fresh off the bone, like a vegetable. I think you dissipate my emotions, sterilize my thoughts.
This all a horror show. Everyone was playing dumb. It was in the supermarket. Everyone just sensitized to social standards. So you can say I'm insane for using my brain. I know what you are, 'cause I too used to eat flesh off the bone like a vegetable. I too used to sedate my emotions, paralyze my thoughts. Now I hate everyone, 'cause you don't care about anything. Need fear and guilt to pay attention. Wanna prove trench on it things. Well, politically correct's a fucking mess. First, with a little bit of COVID-19. Today's date is, we don't know yet, but the time is 12:29 and the date is Thursday the 11th is the winner. That's today's date. And we're rocking in. Today's top stories: a load of drugs seized. Classic, nice one. Also, a man in his 70s charged of historical sex abuse allegations. Comments are turned off. Also, George Floyd's brother challenges US Congress to stop the pain. Alright, cool. Also, facial recognition. Software scaring the crap out of people. A little bit of J.K. Rowling. Having a J.K. Rowling, as they say in France. Jesus, what's she doing now? She says something controversial about transgender women or something. So, there you are. She's in trouble for that. Also in the news is little thing about the old governments there having the crack. with each other there. Lovely. And there's a big plane in Shannon Airport. There we are. Riveting stuff. Netflix pulls two more shows to appease racial justice warriors and Black Lives Matter. Netflix has removed comedy series The Mighty Boosh and The League of Gentlemen from its platform, citing their use of blackface. Critics have labelled the move as arbitrary gesture. That does little to address racism. Anyway, that's Russia Today. There you are. So we're doing our best. Or something like that. Alright. In other Russia Today news, rocket blast hits Baghdad's green zone, triggers sirens, and US embassy on eve of strategic dialogue. Bit of Trump stuff. Also, top EU officials backs Twitter fact-checking war with Trump as Europe says it should take the same approach. Alright, bit of that. There's another JK Rowling again here popping up on Russia Today. She refuses to bow down and apologise to woke mafia jeebers on transgender position. Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling has reposted two accusations of transphobia in an open letter presenting reasons she is concerned about toxic trans activism drawing a fresh avalanche on criticism. Avalanche. A-V-A-L-A-N-C-H-E. Alright, avalanche. Jeepers, that's fucking... Whoever came up with the spelling of that was high on wine. Maybe not. Poland. They're at it again. Naming Russia as its biggest security threat shows depressing irresponsibility of its government top Russian diplomat. I like Russia Today because it's always Russia having a go at other countries. They're like, oh jeez, do you hear what they've been doing? It's like bitchy neighbours. You know, like first thing in the morning there's this two L ones just chatting away and doing, jeez, do you see your man across the road? He came in awful late last night. Oh, geez, yeah. And do you see the man down the road? He's laid off. Oh my god, he's with his six kids. Just bit of sexist stuff there. Lovely. Now, heroes in a half shell. Incredible drone video shows world's largest gathering of endangered green sea turtles. So a bit of light news there for us to take. Lovely stuff. And EU targets China with controversial disinformation claims. Whoa. But it says,
but that's no reason for a Cold War, says top diplomats. China has waged war on a targeted influence. Operations and disinformation campaigns aimed at the pandemic.
This is serious. The EU's top diplomat is claiming Joseph Borrell's B-O-R-R-E-L-S office has released a report on the matter. There's a picture of, I don't know who that is, and he's looking annoyed. Cited things, wonderful. And Europe, now creator of the coronavirus pandemic, death toll has passed 5,000. Who, chief? That must be a quote from him, perhaps. I'm not sure. So there you are. That's the old Russia Today. And we're going to see the other side of the same coin or something like that. I can't think of anything smart to say. BBC News. Whoa, BBC News. All right, let's have a little look. Offshore pilots must check names of platforms after wrong landing.
Alright, it's fine. I gotta read it.
Coronavirus McDonald hotel chain warns 1,800 jobs at risk. Oh my word. Coronavirus Belgium Prince Jacques Hinden fined for breaking Spain's lockdown. Oh, very bold. Tut. And also, coronavirus growing calls for government to scrap second 2 meter rule. Okay. And also on BBC News, more students say university not value for money. I want more bang for a buck or something. And also on BBC News, 7,000 holiday week from stress is making me ill. That's some kind of news story there. Zara sees online sales surge by 95% in April. Coronavirus NHS war. Blah, 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 blah. Waiting lists, zoo reopen, and schools are on a bit of pressure there. Ant on deck, it's the next story. This, keep up, people, it's fast. This is fucking, it's all go here. It's the Morning Expresso. Ant on deck, sorry for impersonating people of colour. Ah, that's gas. That is fucking gas. That is gas. Alright, sorry, I'm not supposed to be laughing. A decision over the 2 meter rule looms. All right, so that's your stuff there. And Winston Churchill hit her. Oh yeah, the hero or villain. Oh, Winston Churchill. Man, I thought he was so cool. And then people were like, "Did you not hear the other stuff he did?" And then I was like, "Oh fuck, that's wild." So there's a poll up there on the Instagram, and we're going to see how it is getting on. Just did an old Christopher Columbus, is he a good dude, is he a bad dude? Because you know, when you're a kid you're like, wow, that's so cool, and then as you get old you're like, oh wait, hang on, he did that, whoa, that was very, some bad shit he did there. So just have a little poll. Here we go, let's have a little look. How's it going? 50-50. Holy jeepers. It's 50-50. Jeepers. As far as I'm aware, in certain parts of the world, he's like a bit... In some parts of the world, he's considered... I think there was Neil Young or something had a song called Cortez the Killer, which is a class song. As far as I know, it's about Columbus or something. And alright, so let's have a little look here. Sure, what would I be known? I did a little bit of homework. It's here somewhere. I cheated. It's meant to be improvised. Okay. Come on, darling. Talk to me. Hero or villain? Brand. 9 reasons. Nice one. So this one just goes here. He was a. Here's 9 things he did. Wonderful. Vox.com. After the break. Here we go. Check out that merch downstairs, darling. Alright, here we go. Number one, Columbus kidnapped a crab woman and gave her to a crew member to rape. Oh shit. C-R-A-I-B, crab.
Ooh.
Eek. Alright, so. There you are. That sorts that out, I guess. On Hispaniola, a member of Columbus's crew publicly cut off an Indian's ears to shock the others into submission. Oh, gangster. Straight up gangster. Fucking hell. Do you guys want to hear like the big fucking thing about what... Yeah, fucking fuck. Alright, I guess we're going to have a little read. Just because. This is strictly over 21s and all that good stuff. I'm trying to see, am I in more focus here? Anyway, that doesn't matter. Okay, staying focused. While I was on the boat, I captured very beautiful women whom the Lord gave me. And yeah, alright, we'll skip. Leave that up to your imagination. Bum, 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 bum. Tickle that subscribe button. We're having another little look at Columbus. Just clarifying on all the some of the controversial things he did. He did the old attack there on the Hispania Grant. We're on number two. Wonderful. So he did the enslaved. Okay. Cut off ears. Jesus. Fucking. They're all definitely watching with their hand. Jeez, everyone must have been. After the attack of more than 2,000 Indians, Columbus had an underlying bring three Indian leaders whom Columbus ordered publicly beheaded. Oh, Jesus. Ordered his men to grab another Indian and bring him into the middle of the village and cut off his ears. Retribution for the Indians failing to be helpful to the Spaniards when fording a stream. Fording a stream? Alright, and that's a quote from Bread Green, it must be the biography or something. Page 170. There you are, so look it up if you're flipping arse. Anyway, so all credit to Vox, Christopher Columbus, murder tyrant, just reading a little bit of that, alright. Columbus, so what else was he up to? Columbus kidnapped and enslaved more than 1,000 people on Hispaniola. That's Hispaniola. Okay, here we go. According to Cunu, Columbus offered 1,500 men and women seized. Ordered that 1,500 men and women were seized, letting 400 go, and condemning 500 to be sent to Spain, another 600 to be enslaved by the Spanish men remaining on the island. About 200 of the 500 were sent to Spain, died on the voyage, and were thrown by the Spanish into the Atlantic. And there it goes again, it must be some lad's book, B-E-R-G or Bergreen, page 196. Alright, so read, if you have the Bergreen book handy, I guess read along class or something like that. There was also loads of stuff that's not mentioned, like a lot of the natives or whatever were so fucking depressed they just killed themselves on the journey back to Spain or whatever, because they're like, this is shy crack. Been stuck on a boat, being chained up, and yeah. So, shy crack all around. Right. Columbus forced Indians to collect gold for him or else die. Okay. So it's painting a little bit more of a kind of a clear and cut picture of Aye, but he wasn't actually really, he wasn't a good dude. Columbus forced Indians to collect gold from, Columbus offered every Indian over 14 to give him a league quantity of gold, a large quantity of gold to the Spanish. Like to humbly thank the gods, the universe, and all that good stuff for sponsoring the podcast.
Do you want some of that?
Oh jeez, sounds froggy, doesn't it? Dr. Boogie will be here this Saturday. Columbus forced Indians to collect gold from him. Alright, yeah. So, over 14 on pain of death. So, I guess they didn't do it, they got killed or something like that. Okie dokie. In these regions without much gold were allowed to give cotton instead. Participants in the system were given a stamped copper or brass token to wear around their neck in what became a symbol of intolerable shame. Fuck. So.
Yeah.
About 50,000 Indians committed mass suicide. Oh, jeez, yeah, there you are. Committed mass suicide rather than comply with the Spanish. Indians destroyed their stores of bread so that neither they nor the invaders would be able to eat. They plunged off cliffs, they poisoned themselves with roots, and they starved themselves to death. Oh, fucking GG. That is. Oh, gee, that's a hard way to go. Oppressed by the impossible requirement to deliver tributes of gold, Indians were no longer able to tend to their fields or care for their sick children or elderly. They had given up and committed mass suicide to avoid being killed or captured by Christians. Jesus. So the Christians were, must have been culprits in this as well. To avoid sharing their land with them, their fields, groves, beaches, forests, women, fortune, and other people. Okay, cool. So, yeah, Jesus. It's all coming out now. You can keep your... Oh, jeepers. I was going to say something very bold there. Okay, here we go. Thou shall not make fun of the females. I'm a very bold boy. 56 years after Columbus's first voyage, only 500 out of 300,000 Indians remain. Indians remained on Hispaniola. Population figures from 500 years ago and unnecessary praise. Unnecessarily in praise, but Bergreen, oh okay, that must be the guy whose book this is. Bergreen estimates that there was around 300,000 inhabitants, and yeah, loads of numbers there. So, jeez, mass suicides, fucking hell. Between 1494 and 1496, so it's 2 years. Working really hard in the maths here. 100,000 died. Half due to mass suicide. And in 1508, the population was down 60,000 by 1548, and it was estimated by only 500 or something. Understandably, natives fled to the mountains to avoid Spanish troops, only to have dogs set upon them by Columbus's men. Once again, Bear Green. Alright.
Jeepers.
So, man. Shy crack. Columbus was also horrible to the Spanish under his rule. Alright. So, loads of bad things. Let's keep going. Bum bum bum. So what kind of stuff do you get up to? While paling in comparison to his crimes, so what is he getting up to now? To be whipped in public, tied by the neck and feet, and trading for gold for food to avoid starvation. Gold for food. He ordered a woman's tongue to be cut out for having spoken ill of the Admiral and his brothers. What was this lad up to? Jeepers. Another woman was stripped and placed on the back of a donkey to be whipped. Back of a donkey to be whipped? As punishment for falsely claiming to be pregnant. Fuck. He ordered Spaniards to be hanged for stealing bread. A woman pretended to be pregnant. She got whipped. Why did they put her in it? Why was the donkey involved is what I'm so confused about. Why is the donkey involved? Alright, that's the only... Jesus Christ, why? Hard to get the donkey out. why are we getting the donkey out? We have a woman here claiming to be pregnant, and they just be like, oh, of course, you would need a donkey for that. What the fuck? The donkeys getting involved in these shenanigans. Alright, here we go. Yikes. So, it sounds like shy crack. Whippings for minor offences occurred with alarming frequency. Columbus ordered one wrongdoer to receive 100 lashes, which could be fatal for stealing a sheep, and another for lying about the incident. Jesus. Alright, an unlucky fellow named June Maruno received 100 lashes for failing to gather enough food for Columbus's party. Oh, here we go. We're still going. Settlers under Columbus sold 9 to 10 year old girls into sexual slavery. Oh man. You kind of get a little bit desensitised every so often. You're just like, oh wait, what the fuck? What is going on here? Oh, and we cover up the pay with energy drinks, yeah. Settlers under... Alright, yeah, grand. This... One, he admitted himself to in a letter to Donna Juana de la Torre, a friend of a Spanish queen. Of course he's friends with Spanish queens. There are plenty of dealers who go out looking for girls. Those from 9 to 10 are now deemed, and for all ages, good price must be paid. Indian slaves were beheaded when their Spanish captives couldn't be bothered to unite them. Indian slaves were beheaded when their Spanish captors couldn't be bothered to unite them. So, exhausted Indian carriers chained by the neck, whose heads the Spanish severed from their bodies so they might not have to stop to unite them. Stop to unite them? What's that even mean? Prior to Columbus's letter, it wasn't as clear that he was speaking of 9 and 10 year old girls. A different translation was substituted to clarify or something. Alright, so that's an update in the article or something. I don't know. There you are. That's a bit of that. Mentos. Okay, what have you got going on here, ladies and gentlemen? Alright, I have no idea what this lady said, but the first comment is by Sylvia O'Regan. This goes back to the J.K. Rowling. She said nothing wrong, says Sylvia O'Regan. Jeepers. Who knows what she said? Chu says, bet your comment gets deleted. Oh! Selena chimes back in, out of nowhere. It wouldn't be the first time. Whoa! Luke Lee, out of nowhere, swiping in. So, suggesting that menstruation is exclusive to women is now considered controversial. What a time to be alive. It's like the Twilight Zone, says Luke Lee. People are loving that comment. Jeez, what was she talking? What was she saying? Alright. Mr. Hammy says, yeah, just Mr. Hammy. Menstruation is exclusive to women. End of. So this lad claims that menstruation is a, he thinks it's like a open and shut case. Pat Convoy says, Paul Murphy, T.D. Catherine Martin, and of the Green Party don't think so. He's bringing politics into it for fuck knows why. And, hello? Yeah. Brilliant.